The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Ooh, that smell. Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning. I don't know about where you're at, but we're in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. The weather's cleared. It's going to be about 80 degrees, and it is going to be a beautiful day to get out in your backyard and fire up your grill. Good morning, Bob.
Hey. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys. My name is Bob, and I have a grill.
And you have a little bit of attitude, but we're going to take and we're going to channel that attitude to one of our friends, Don Erickson, from the Bowtie Bar in Sparta. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Don. Good to talk to you again. Your wife's still too shy to come on?
Yeah, she is. Doesn't want to talk. I'm the appointed talker.
Yeah, well, yeah. Is it Sharon?
No, it's Kim. Kim Erickson.
Kim,
my lovely wife, Kim.
Oh, your lovely wife, yes. Suck up on the air. You got 50,000 watts promoting you right now.
Excellent. It's the 14th annual motorcycle run to benefit Multiple Sclerosis Society. It's 2 weeks from today at the Bowtie Bar at 10 Mile Road and Old Alpine.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun up there. We've got a lot of surprises coming at you, things we're working on in the backstage right now. But we're going to come with the guns loaded, and that's going to be a great event. Now, it's not really a poker run because you can't say poker in conjunction with MS, right?
That's right.
But it's like a poker run.
Everybody gets a card at the various bars they go to, and then you get back to the bow tie when it's over, and whoever has the best poker hand wins a trophy.
So it's like a fish run then.
Yeah, sure.
Go fish. So how many motorcycles are going to be there?
In the past, we've had up to 400.
Wow. Okay, if you've never heard of the Bowtie Bar, it is a landmark. It used to be called the Carriage House. It's on 10 Mile and Old Alpine Road. It's on the north southeast corner, and it's an unassuming building, but it's legendary in terms of the people that hang out there and the decades and decades of people that have grown up and actually business icons from our community that still call that place home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a legend, like you say, and it's gonna start at 10 o'clock next Saturday, and we hope to bring everybody out and open your wallets up and give for the cause.
Okay, now, this is to benefit Multiple Sclerosis.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to have, like, about 600 people probably at least that will be buying chicken, or you've got 600 chickens you're buying.
No, I think it's 500 pounds of chicken.
Oh, 500 pounds, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to be, and then we got our two main cooks who oversee that whole operation.
Okay. So you're going to be barbecuing it outside.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And in addition to that, you know, everybody starts out and then they come back. It's they start barbecuing about 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and we have all sorts of donations that we raffle off, and we've got a dunk tank. We've got the Jaeger girls coming out. It's just going to be fun.
We just saw them at Alice Cooper.
Who, the Jaeger girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a treat in itself.
Okay, if you're listening... You might want to go to the Bowtie Nick. Is it next Saturday?
It's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, thank you.
The 27th of August.
Thank you. That's what I was planning.
And the Grillin' Guys are going to be live and local out there doing our show there from 9 to 11. Then we're going to help them throughout the day raise money.
We're going to blow it up.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You guys are going to put us over the top.
Yeah.
We're going to blow it up. It's going to be fun.
WBBL 107.3 FM.
There you go.
Yeah, doing my job for me. Awesome. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, listen, we can't wait to get out there. If you're listening, it's the 14th annual motorcycle run at the Bowtie Bar. We're talking to Don Erickson. And to get information on this, how do people find out exactly what's going on that day?
We got a website, a Facebook events page, 14th annual MS motorcycle run. Plug that in the search.
I've already got it posted up on. I've got it on our Facebook page. So if you want to like us on Facebook, or if you're already a friend on Facebook, you can find these guys right on our page. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. You send me a PDF on that poster. We'll put it on the grillingguys.com, and we'll start pushing it through every source we can. But this is a really good cause. These folks are working really hard, and it's going to be fun. We're talking bikes, beer, and chicken.
And yeah, chicken.
And raising Wonderful. Money for charity. It doesn't get any better than that for the Grilling Guys.
I think we're going to throw Randy in a sidecar.
Yeah. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. Right.
We'll have to grease him up
better,
to get him in.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you better get a shoehorn and get that going.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Okay,
we appreciate
guys.
You calling so much. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Okay, that was Don Erickson from the Bowtie Bar.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun up there.
We're going to have some fun. We'll be up there a few hours.
Yeah. Bob, you last week debuted the iGrill that was sent to you by those fine folks, and you've had a couple opportunities to use it.
I have. Give actually used it now, and I got to tell you, this is, although it's only about $250 probably to buy, it is one of the coolest things ever you could have for a grill if you have an iPhone. And a lot of people have iPhones now, but the wonderful thing is if you're doing low and slow, if you're doing anything on your grill that's going to take a little time, this thing is cool because you're not always walking. Like my smoker is back at the far back end of our backyard, and if I want to go out and check the temperature all the time, it's going to take me a few extra minutes. I can just pop up my screen, which I did. And I had one, I pulled out the thermometer in the hood of my Good One smoker. I put one probe in there, so I was monitoring my bake temperature. And I put the other probe in the chicken, right in the keister.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob, you overstated this, buddy. I'm on Amazon right now. You can get this for $99.95, 100 bucks.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they've got it up and running.
You've got to get it. They're going to have one for a Droid pretty soon if you're one of those losers with a Droid, but...
Yeah,
Brian is.
Yeah, Fogger says he is. But anyway, it worked for you. You're pleased with how it works. It's worth the money.
It's so cool. The program, you've got a split screen. You're watching both temperatures. You can set timers. You can set temperature marks. And it's just a way to be really effective. Hey, I mean, I have a million times left something on the grill too long.
Right.
Because you get busy.
Right. Yep.
Or dizzy.
Chasing down that next beverage or whatever it may be. Well, that's cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I had a humbling experience last weekend on Sunday on the grill. I'm not supposed to do things like this, but I did. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it because I think it could happen to anybody else. So I wanted to let you know what I did.
Now, before you set this up, were you drinking?
No, actually I wasn't. Honestly, got back from church and decided I wanted to do some ribs for my wife and I. I fired up the smoker and got a fire going. And the classic way that I prepare my ribs is after you take the sheath off the back, squirt a little mustard on there, and then that just holds the seasonings. You don't really taste the mustard, but whatever your rubs are that you like. But the mistake that I made is I put a little Lowry's seasoned salt on there and then put my normal rub on, okay, just to add a little flavor. But the problem was is I didn't pay attention to the ingredients in my rub. Of all things, I should know what those rubs are made of. We use them on a regular basis. I ended up double salting the ribs. Cooked them for 5 hours, okay? Had a nice low and slow day. They were perfect to look at. The first bite was terrible.
Did you give them to Gibby?
Nope. The dog wouldn't even eat them, dude. I threw them away. They were that bad. It was just double salted. It was terrible. And so just be careful. That's the tip is look at the ingredients in your rubs because the very first ingredient in that Three Little Pigs Memphis rub that I love to use is salt. And I double salted my stuff and it ruined it. So 5 hours of cooking, down a drain, and we ended up eating sweet corn, which is great this time of year. Love that. And a salad, but I really missed the ribs. I had my mouth all watering for them and they were unedible. So,
wow.
So watch that stuff.
Dangerous stuff.
You know, the other thing.
Don't try this at home.
I had another one that happened real quick that we had our company party at a place called Boulder Ridge, just south of Lowell, Michigan. It's an Alto address, I guess, but it's a wild animal park. Really cool place, brand new. The park's been there 17 years, but they just opened up as a kind of a place to do corporate parties and things like that.
Kind of a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it was cool. They got, I don't know, 60, 70 different animals there and all kinds of reptiles. Very educational. It was a family thing. But I I was, of course, the grilling guy, right? I'm at this my company that I work for, and they decide, well, this is the first company picnic you've been to, and, of course, you're the grilling guy, so you know what? We're going to have you grill our food.
In other words, you're the newest guy there.
Yeah, but, you know, the people know I have a radio show and talk about grilling, and they wanted to have, okay, this was easy, brats and dogs. Well, here's the mistake I made, is the animal park had brought up a new tank of gas to put on the grill to make sure that we had all that we needed for our, so we were feeding about 60 people that were out there. Well, that little safety valve on the gas tank got stuck, and I couldn't get gas to the grill.
Okay, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys on 107.3.
And we're talking about easy little mistakes that you can make. Now, I knew enough, because we've talked about this before, to shut that valve off and turn it back on, right? And that usually remedies the problem, but it didn't. What I came to find out is I didn't look close enough. There was a second regulator in that gas line. And, Bob, you of all people know that if you open that valve too quickly, you taught me this, and it sends that burst of gas out there, there is a safety mechanism that shuts that gas down.
That can happen on any grill, actually.
That's right.
So. And sounds like you had a complicated line.
I did, but you know what? The thing was,
it really wasn't your fault, Randy.
Yeah, thanks. Well, hey, here's the kicker. You know, we got some friends on a grill team called All Hell Barbecue, and we talked about 2 weeks ago. They won down in Palestine, Indiana. They won the Reserve Grand Champion. These guys are grillers. One of the guys on that team was actually at the picnic with me. He helped me twice. He finally got it going the third time, but it took me like 45 minutes to just brown pre-cooked brats. It was embarrassing.
Were you sweating?
Yeah, I was. I was really sweating. And I'm in front of the company party, so I can't have two beers to drown my sorrow, you know, because I got families and coworkers there. It was a mess. It was just an absolute mess. But I'm like, okay, well, these guys are going to think I'm some grilling guy, all right, when I can't even get a grill hot. But anyway, it was a fun little get-together. If you ever get a chance to go out there, it's a great place. But, you know, come prepared, because anything can happen.
We want to thank a few sponsors. The Good Ones, Siciliano's, Frankenmuth, of course, Spartan, Zager's Pool and Spa, Arcadia Ales, and Standale Lumber. I am going back to Standale because we're going to do an entire show on the deck. We want to cover things that you need to do for your deck, and that's coming up in about 3 weeks.
Yep. Bob, coming up in the next segment, Bob's going to take us up for some Finnish breakfast to die for. It's called Krapsu. Never heard of it before. He's going to talk about a ham explosion, which is a fun thing to put on the grill, easy to do, and it tastes phenomenal. So stick with us. We'll give you those and more. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.